The Diker. Grandfather trusted him to mend the dike that runs out o'er the hill ayont the fairm, for he was tired with mony a fash and fight when yows had bracken through and come to harm, laird mang the moss hags yont the benty nows. Years and storm and snow and rain had done fell work, and stains were louse and all was heechs and howes. Grandfather thought he'd had his fill of cark. Say, all ye summer long, while still a lad, I watched the diker at his lanely tread. Stain upon stain the slops and holes were filled by that wee canny man o' wiry build, wha lifted muckle clunts like dods o' cork, and rocked awa' fae early morn till dark. Betimes he'd stop and share his cheese and bread with shelfies and blue bonnets for the wid. A tea flask sup, 10 minutes with his pipe, then back again to mark the dyke ship-shape, with aye an antrin through gone binnenstain to clink all firm against time and storm and strain. Grandfather, father, dyker, or gain this many a year, and knew the firm's my ain. But still the dyke stones, harris tracht and stoot, nae whitrit proof, but still in sheep or nout. A better monument to horn and brain than some forgotten moss-clad kirkyard stain.